this is Meg Malone, the Vermont Edition digital producer, and you're listening to the Vermont Edition podcast. This episode has been edited for clarity and brevity. Happy listening.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Look down at yourself right now and what you're wearing. How does your outfit make you feel? And look, if you immediately went to the critical, it makes me look frumpy. I can see my muffin top. I hate the way I look. Just stop. Step away from the self-immolation. Today we're going to talk about clothes and our bodies, but with a twist. This is not one of those reality shows where they tell you what not to wear, and it's not about the latest fashion trends. Today we're going to look at the idea of how much deeper your clothing choices can be when it comes to how you feel about yourself and who you are. And why our guest today says you really do need to pay attention to what you're wearing, because you'll feel better about yourself if you dress in a way that makes you feel great in whatever style that is. What do you think? Are you nodding in agreement, rolling your eyes, saying, duh? Are you saying, what do you mean? And how do I do that? I'm looking down at my outfit and it doesn't speak to me. It doesn't make me feel like myself. Well, let's have Stacia make her pitch. Stacia Savasic is a personal stylist who lives in Brattleboro and is the founder of Stacia's Style School. And she is in our Brattleboro studio today. Hi, Stacia. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. Thank you so much.
So really, it really matters how we dress is how we're going to feel about ourselves. Are you telling me my outfit choice, you know, is going to make or break this show today?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think it matters. I think it matters so much. And I was very intentional today when I got dressed because I was going to be on the radio.
Oh, yeah. You know, radio and outfits go hand in hand. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if anybody can see me. It's about how I feel and how I want to show up and how I want to present myself, even if it's just my voice.
So why? I mean, if you're dressing for yourself, aren't we always, I mean, don't we all just sort of put on our pants and feel like, yeah, this is great. I'm going to dress in something that I think looks good.
Do we? Is this true? I think a lot of women that I've worked with or that I've spoken with, they get dressed because it's just what you have to do and it's good enough. Well, the pants fit good enough, but they make me feel fat or they hurt my body or they don't make me feel good or they make me feel sad. Or, I mean, there's a lot of ways that our clothes can make us feel, and often it's not positive. It's not, I feel amazing. I feel like my body is the perfect body, and I feel like myself. I feel like this is a representation of who I am on the inside. I don't think that happens a lot. I think we just get dressed to put clothes on and get out the door sometimes.
Right, but isn't that because, you know, we have a 5 or 10 or 30 extra pounds or, you know, fat thighs or whatever it is? I mean, it's not the pants' fault.
Actually, it is the pants' fault. I don't think our bodies are ever the problem. Our bodies are dynamic and they're shifting and they're changing. And my body this week isn't what it was last week. If I were to curse myself every time my body changed, I would be fighting with myself all the time. I would hate my body all the time, which is how I spent a good portion of my life hating my body until I realized that my body isn't actually a problem. I can do amazing things with my body. If I change my clothes, everything shifts. So the pants that I wore last week might not be the pants that I wear this week because I gained 3 pounds, right? So if I change my pants, I go, oh, my today body feels pretty darn good because I'm wearing clothes that fit me. So I'm always like, if your clothes aren't making you feel good, don't, you know, run to the gym. Change your pants. It's much more simple. I always say it's so much easier to change our clothes than it is to change our bodies. That's hard, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't be like, oh, today I'd like to have slimmer thighs and larger breasts. Like, that's not something I can just whip out tomorrow. But I can buy a dress that fits me much more easily.
All right. We're talking about what your clothes are telling you about yourself and what you are telling yourself about yourself when you get dressed in the morning. And so it's not about what they say to other people, but how they make you feel. So listeners, what do you think? What questions do you have about how to find this sweet spot and how to dress your body for your own success or your version of success? Give us a call. It's 1-800-639-2211. That's 1-800-639-2211. Or you can post your comments on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.org. So, Stacia, to give us a good example of this, you've talked quite a bit about your daughter, Raisa, and mm-hmm. your epiphany with her, because you mentioned that you had to change the way you dressed yourself, but you also had to rethink how you helped, you know, your young daughter get dressed. And can you just tell that story? It's a great one.
It is a great story. So my daughter was born with physical differences. So she has craniofacial differences and some limb differences. And she's beautiful. But one of my fears when she was born was, how am I going to make sure she fits in, right? How am I going to make sure she's accepted by her peers and just sort of part of her community? And it's something that I always struggled with, was finding my way to fit in. And so for my strategy for her to fit in was to make sure she always looked cute, that she always had on the sweetest little outfits and, you know, little dresses with the matching bloomers underneath and the, you know, cap sleeves, bootcut jeans. And I always just wanted her to be cute so that she would be accepted. I thought that was the way in. And she didn't agree with me, as children often, you know, they don't always agree with their parents. And starting at around 2 or 3, she really rejected everything that I put on her and wanted to be wearing boy clothes. And I'm throwing air quotes around boy clothes because that's actually not the way we talk about clothes in our family anymore. But it was something that I resisted because I thought it would make her more different, right? And I fought it and I resisted it, and we would get in these battles when she was 2, 3, 4 years old, until one day we were at the thrift store, our local thrift store here in Brattleboro, and she asked me to buy her a shirt and a necktie. And I thought, absolutely not. And I had this resistance to her being what she wanted to be, because I had this mindset of what I thought she needed to be to fit in, right? So society's expectations, I laid them on her thick. And so she asked for the shirt and tie. I said no. And then she went away to the sales desk and asked one of the associates to help her find a shirt and tie. So they went off, and I was like, she's 5. What is she doing? Overriding her mama. And so they went over to the kids department, and Raisa came back and handed me a shirt and tie. And I was like, I didn't want to get it. It was $3. And the sales lady, I remember, I'll never forget, she looked at me with her hands on her hips and gave me this eye that told me I had no choice but to buy the shirt and tie. So I did. And we came home, and Raisa quickly went into the living room. We had a mirror in the living room, and she tried on her shirt and tie, and she took her own breath away. And I could hear her. I was working at my computer, really not paying attention. And she went, Mama, look how handsome I look. And then she ran across the living room and said, Mama, Mama, look how much faster I can run. And then she jumped into the air and said, Mama, look how much higher I can jump when I'm wearing a shirt and tie. And it was that moment, Jane, where I realized that she could run faster and jump higher when she was wearing clothes on the outside that matched who she was on the inside. And that is when she could take care of herself. That's what was going to allow her to belong and avoid the whole fitting in thing. And it was a huge epiphany for me. Everything I was doing to try to protect her was stealing away her power. And really, her standing in her power is everything that she's going to need in this world to advocate for herself, to decide where she belongs, to not wait for anybody's expectations of approval of where she fits. So it was a huge, huge wake-up call for me. And it was a realization for me, too, that I myself was living and dressing in a way that fit within a role so that I could fit in to fit in. I was dressing to fit in, not to belong. And so to learn the difference between the two was really powerful and profound for me. And then I started talking about it, and then my whole life changed. And then I changed my pants, and then my life changed, basically, is what happened. So,
and you do post a lot of pictures of your kids on Instagram, and Raisa is featured in many of them. And she still definitely has her own sense of style and button-down shirts and bow ties and a big, huge smile when she likes what she's wearing.
Yes, she does. Just this morning she got dressed and she had on these orange pants and this great blue sweater. And I was like, dang, you look good. And she, you know, shoulders back, eyes forward. She felt great. The importance of it is so powerful when we can stand in our today bodies with our shoulders back and our eyes forward with a smile on our face, ready to just connect and not have our eyes down, you know, just afraid of connecting. I think it's such a gateway into community and connection when we can stand
strong and solid in our bodies.
So we got a note from Angela who says, I've believed for a long time that what I wear affects the way I feel. Mm-hmm. It took me a few years to have the courage to just wear what I wanted to in a place where I knew it would make me stand out. I knew not long after moving to Vermont that I needed more options in my closet than what I saw people around me wearing. I live in the Northeast Kingdom, and a typical experience for me now is to walk into the general store and have someone ask me, why are you all dressed up? To which I respond, not dressed up, just wearing a dress.
I love that.
But what about when you know that what you want to wear may open you up to more comments from people that just, I don't know, could feel exhausting over time?
You know, it can be, it could be exhausting. And I like to think of it more as, I don't know, this may sound funny, but like more inspirational moments, because people often like, where are you going today, Stacia? And I'm like, going to preschool, going to pick up my kids, you know, it's just, and I agree with Angela, the person that wrote in, I don't get dressed because I'm doing anything. I'm not dressed up. I'm just dressed in a way that connects me to my, I call it my soul fire, right? And that's, do people say things? Sure. Stacia, why are you wearing lipstick? Because it makes me feel great. Do you want to go lipstick shopping with me? Like, let's do it together. I think there's a lot of, especially in Vermont, I think, you know, when you put on the red lipstick or you wear a dress, it you do stand out sometimes. And I don't know. I think a lot of people ask me about it, and then a lot of these same women will end up joining style school. So there's a little bit of a revolution happening down here in Brattleboro with so many women who have been through style school that are showing up in their dresses and lipstick and, you know, beautiful shoes and just really feeling beautiful.
Well, so Peter wrote in to ask a question about how do we do this? So he says, how do we balance what we wear to be ourselves, but still meet expectations of a specific situation? While I prefer casual, I make the choice to dress formal for the occasional wedding, for example. Mm-hmm. But my job requires that I spend some time at the state house when the legislature is in session. So I have to constantly dress more formally, coat and tie. I don't own a suit when I have to be there. So if your preference is for casual, but you have certain situations, you know, whether they be work or whatever, that require a certain level of dress, how do you do that inside out congruency thing?
That's a great question. And I think it comes back to, for me, asking the question, who am I and how do I want to show up? What are the words? Coming up with a set of words that describe how I want to feel. So I think we can, you know, if we have to go to the state house, we can say, okay, well, how do I want to feel at the state house? You can, there are a bazillion different kinds of shirts that you can buy. What if you can find one that suits the appropriate situation, right? A button-down shirt, if that's what you're looking for, but you can get one in stripes or polka dots or pink, or you can just go plain white with a colorful tie. You could put on fun socks, you know? I mean, I think there's so many ways to dress professionally or fit the particular situation that you're looking at and still bring in your own flavor, your own flair. I think about congruency all the time, whether I'm hiking, whether I'm speaking on the radio, whether I'm, you know, doing a keynote, whether I'm just picking my kids up at the playground. So I can bring my flavor, my flair, my congruency to anything that I do. Just by choosing the colors and the patterns and the materials that connect me to how I want to feel.
Does it have to take a lot of time, though? I mean, there are a lot of us who, fine, we want to look like how we feel, but we don't have to spend more than 5 minutes doing it in the morning.
My maximum is about 3 minutes. So I'm like, 5 minutes, that's way too long. I don't have time for that. So can it be quick? Absolutely. It can be super fast once you do the initial work, right? So I think if you have a closet filled with nothing that works for your body, it doesn't fit you, it doesn't make you feel good, there are colors you don't like and patterns and styles you don't like, then it's going to take a little longer to put those outfits together that really make you feel connected to your own self. But once you do the work of making sure that you've got the right stuff in your closet, then you can get dressed in 3 minutes flat. I mean, my maximum, like hair, lipstick, clothes, shoes, purse, out the door, 5 minutes. That's how I roll. You know, I like it to be quick, but I had to do the front end work of figuring out my body, understanding my body's data, collecting my body's data, figuring out which clothes are going to work on my today body, figuring out what colors I like, which accessories I like. So I did that work ahead of time. All that stuff is there. It all goes together. So I have a very small closet, but I can pull an outfit together very quickly because I've done the work ahead of time.
All right, we're going to talk about some of that data and how to collect it on yourself and the nitty-gritty of all of this and how does it work. And is there a formula if you have, you know, wide hips and a small chest? Is there something that, you know, now I know how to dress versus the opposite, now I know how to dress? We're going to get into all that as we continue to talk with Stacia Savasic, a personal stylist and the founder of Stacia's Style School. And you can share your questions or your own experiences, your own revelations about how your clothing and your brain and your self-confidence work together. Florence in Aurora, Ontario is a style school grad and says, I'll forever be grateful to Stacia and her style school. I found her by serendipitous fortune on Instagram and screwed up my courage to join in 2017. Style school is about so much more than fashion. I learned a great deal about what clothing works for my body and what makes me feel on fire or strong or fierce or calm. But most important is the fact that this experience pushed me in the right direction so I can now navigate my life with confidence, recover from daily setbacks more easily, and I'm much kinder and more gentle with myself. I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Today we're talking with personal stylist Stacia Savasic. She lives in Brattleboro and runs her own Stacia's Style School for people all over the country and beyond. And her mission is to help people, usually women, find what she calls inside-out congruity with their clothes. But as she's been telling us, it's not about keeping up with the latest fashion trends or even just knowing what styles fit your body well. Stacia says finding the right clothes can have profound effects on your self-confidence and ability to move through the world. Mary emailed in to say, my husband has started a journey into a non-binary gender identification. Key to this has been starting to paint his fingernails and wear skirts. Part of the purpose is probably to signal his new gender identification to others, but I think the more important purpose is the way it feels to him to wear clothing that combines elements of both, all genders. What do you think about that, Stacia?
Yes, 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 yes. I think that's such a, I think that's inside out congruency right there. It's who am I and how do I want to show up and what do I want to connect to? And I think of, you know, even my daughter, Raisa, who likes, you know, to wear the button-down shirts and the bow ties. And it's just, it's an expression of who she is. And it's such a clear way for her to convey that message and to feel good in her body because she's connected to herself and she's not just fulfilling a role of what it means to be a girl or what it means to be a boy. It's just her. It's just her-ness or her, you know, your you-ness, your own inner power and your inner strength. So I think absolutely, that's what it's all about, you know, if you ask me. Absolutely.
Let's go to Sabrina calling in from Burlington. Hey, Sabrina, you're on the air.
Hi, folks. Thanks for taking my call today. I called to say that I absolutely agree with, number one, the pants. Just change your pants. It works. You know, don't dress your body, dress yourself. Also, I just want to say I am a little bit of everything and always have been. As a child, I was absolutely a tomboy, running around with all the boys, being crazy, and didn't wear a dress and hated wearing dresses. But as I came into my teens, I thought, those dresses look pretty good on me. And I have always worn a little bit of everything. My closet is full of all different sorts of clothes. I'm a bit of a costumer in that, you know, I put on what makes me feel good for that day and that time. And I feel like when I do wear the clothes, it's sort of like I used to work in telemarketing and they would tell you smile when you're on the phone because the person on the other end of the line can hear you smiling. And it's exactly the same thing when you're wearing the clothes. You can feel that, you know, pink makes me feel one way and black makes me feel another. You know, flats do something for me, and a little bit of a kitten heel does something entirely different. So I encourage everybody just to, you know, do the thrift store. Go out there and, you know, make it inexpensive, but try all kinds of different things on and see how they make you feel, and you'll know it. When something makes you feel good, you'll get that little tingly sensation and say, I'm putting this in the cart and taking it home.
Yeah, Sabrina, I hear what you're saying. And Stacia, Sabrina says, go out and try things on. So is there a formula? Can you look at your body type in the mirror and say, All right. Well, at least I know what to eliminate before I even start, because just the idea of trying to go to a thrift store, A, finding things that you think you might like, B, finding them in your size, C, trying them on, D, figuring out, okay, what is it this is supposed to be saying about who I am? I mean, that sounds exhausting to me. So how do we even get the sense of like, this is what's going to maybe work for you or not work?
Well, I think, I mean, there's ways to collect your body's data, right? To do like basic measurements, measure your chest, measure your waist, measure your hips. You can do that or do it even more simply and imagine the silhouette of your body. I often like to think about it. Imagine yourself as a paper doll, right? Like imagine tracing your shape onto a piece of paper. What would it look like? And then look at the clothes that you're going to overlay on that paper doll. And if the, you know, like an example, my body is shaped more like a triangle. I'm narrow through the chest and the waist, and I've got wider hips. If I try to put a dress on my body that is straight up and down, otherwise known as a shift dress, it is never going to fit me, and I will feel as if my hips are too wide and my chest is too narrow, right? Because I'm putting a rectangle on top of a triangle. It's not ever going to fit me, except I used to spend my whole life blaming my body and not blaming the clothes. So if I think about the silhouette of my body, I can think about the silhouette of clothes that I'm going to overlay on top of my body. So instead of wearing a shift dress that goes straight up and down, I'm going to wear a fit and flare dress that fits me through the torso and then flares out around my hips. That's going to fit me, and that's going to make me feel like I have the perfect body because I'm wearing the clothes that fit my body. You know, so this is where it became sort of like this epiphany moment for me when I was, you know, trying to wear a shift dress, and one minute I could hate my body and say, you know, I have the wrong body, everything's wrong about my body, and then I put on the shift dress, and I'm like, oh, maybe my body's not as bad as I thought it was. And that's when I realized it's not my body that's the problem. It's the clothes, right? So think about your body as a shape, as a silhouette, and then imagine the clothes you're putting on top. Do they match the same silhouette? We have to put the matching silhouettes on top of each other like we do with our children when we teach them the shape sorter game when they're 1 year old, right? They try to put the rectangle in the triangle hole and it's never going to fit. But then we do that with our clothes. We try to put the rectangle on top of the triangle. It's still not going to fit.
But what if you really like the rectangle? What if you really, really want to wear a romper and it just never works?
Well, then you're just going to have to make peace with we can't all have what we want all the time. But I think, you know, I used to think that I loved shift dressing. But then once I found the ones that actually worked on me and felt good on me, then I was like, oh, maybe that's in my mind I like those. But the reality of it's just not going to work. Kind of like I can't wear skirts. I think skirts are cute, but because I'm shaped like a triangle, imagine a triangle and putting a rubber band around a triangle and then wiggling that triangle. Where's the rubber band going to go? It's going to shoot up to the top. I wear a skirt. I take 3 steps. It shoots up to my armpits and it doesn't work. Right? So I've learned that, you know, you think about sort of the geometry and the physics of shapes, and you can start breaking down and understanding, oh, it's not my body's not a problem. This is just physics. This is, you know, I can wear something else and rock it. You know, so it's really just a matter of understanding the geometry and the physics of style, of your shape, of your body, and then finding the pieces that work with it and don't. And what we tend to do, I tried to force myself into shift dresses for 20 years. It never worked. I tried to wear skirts and then I would walk down and the front would be in the back and it would be up into my armpits and it was always a disaster. But I kept forcing myself to do it because I thought that was the only way. So it takes that shift. And once you find those clothes that work in your body, you know your silhouette, it makes shopping a breeze. I can work a thrift store in 25 minutes, the whole store top to bottom, right? Because I know what I'm looking for. I know that these 90% of dresses aren't going to work on my body, but this 10% will. I know that all these jeans with a fly, you know, the zipper that's less than 5 inches is going to be way too low on me and it's going to give me a serious case of muffin top, which never makes me feel powerful and beautiful. So I can only look at jeans that have a long zipper, right? So once you start to understand what works in your body, it's a huge process of elimination. And then all of a sudden, this big, massive store, you eliminate 95% of it and you're left with just tiny proportion that is accessible to you. So it makes shopping super fast and super easy.
We have another Style School grad named Kate who writes in to say, figuring out who I was at my core changed how I saw the clothes I was putting on my body. At the time, I had a four-year-old and had my uniform of comfy pants and a fleece, and I felt terrible. 4 years later, I know how to find clothes that work for my body, no matter what my body looks like on any given day, and how to walk proudly in them. I choose to feel strong, unapologetic, authentic, and fun when I choose my clothes. Not only that, I'm able to change the language for my daughter now when she's looking at herself in the mirror, where I would have said, you look so cute. It's now, how does that outfit make you feel? And let's go to Joan, who's calling in from Queechee. Hey, Joan.
Hi, it's Joan. I own a company called the FH Clothing Company. It used to be called Fat Hat Clothing, but the word fat, as we're all talking about, didn't work so well. We have a byline that we've been living on for 40 years. It says, clothing that loves you just the way you are. And it is really simple to find good clothing, and there are lots of young and small business designers in this country who do exactly what I do. We sell nationally. We make clothing that's out of American-made fabric that fits wonderfully. We can have you walk in our store. We could see you in 2 seconds and tell you what works but doesn't work and change your life. So we've done this for a really long time, worked with all different kinds of bodies, from tiny, tiny, short to very, very tall and heavy. And we can make the same clothing work on everybody. It's just how we put it on and how we adjust it and how we alter it in order to make it all work well.
Yeah, so Joan, thank you for that. I appreciate hearing that. And also interesting to look at designers designing for more body types right now, people like Christian Siriano, who you see designing different types of bodies, different types of people, for what they want to be wearing. I mean, these are red carpet designs, but looking at fashion brands having different sized and shaped and abilities of models now. And so there does seem like there's a little bit of a shift in this direction. And Joan with FH Clothing talking about this is what we do. We can do it for anybody. While we're talking about brands and clothing and shopping, let's go to Lynette, who's calling in from Greensboro, Bend. Lynette, you own a thrift shop?
I volunteer. Our little town of Greensboro has what we call the giving closet, and anybody can bring anything in, and anybody can walk out with anything for free. And I have so much fun on Thursday afternoons. I have all kinds of friends that know I'm going to be there and show up, and I can even take a perfect stranger and go, oh, I just hung this up. What do you think of this? And it's, I love being people's, what do they call it?
Personal shopper.
Personal shopper. And I love clothes. I'm always bringing home long skirts and, you know, just droolingly gorgeous jackets, all kinds of things. And I usually bring them back the next week after I've loved them for a while. But I try to take, I try to bring back as much as I bring home, which is sometimes problematic. But boy, I mean, the fact that clothes make you feel, colors make you feel one way or the other, I can relate to all of that. It's just, I love it.
Well, Annette, thank you for calling in, and you're going to want to, you know, be careful now because people are going to be coming in asking for Lynette in Greensboro Bend at the thrift shop. Sherry in Stratford says, I don't own a pair of pants, all dresses all the time with lots of jewelry and hats. Love hats, but no one here wears them. I feel good about what I wear. No one has ever told me I look weird, but many have complimented me, and it works for me. But Stacia, here's one for you. CJ in Middlebury says, I love the concept of dressing to feel great, and I've had that vision all my life. But I'm a woman who wore a size 13 shoe at age 11 and now can only fit into men's shoes. All clothing stores with great clothes my size have closed. There's nothing on the internet. Some of us seem not to be able to find what we desire, and believe me, I have even had people make shoes at great cost and they injured my feet. Help. So what is CJ to do?
You know, I think there's the handmade movement is one that's really popular right now, too. Right. I know a number of women who have been through my program, who've been through Style School, who make their own clothes because they have such a difficult time finding clothes retail that fit their bodies. And so I think that's an option.
Maybe an expensive one, though.
It can be. But if you learn to make your own clothes, that isn't always very expensive, right? So I think fabric can be expensive. It cannot be. A lot of women buy things at thrift stores and then refashion them themselves with a sewing machine and a quick sewing lesson. So I think that's possible. You know, I often will buy things locally and bring it to the tailor. If I pay $3 for something, I'm happy to pay $25 or $30 to have it altered to fit my body.
But what about shoes? CJ's talking about shoes.
Shoes specifically, I think there are, I know women who have come through Style School that have size 12 and 13 feet, and they do find fabulous shoes. So I think they're out there. I think it just might require a little bit more searching, but I certainly think they're out there. I know women have done them, and I know some of my style sisters, what I call them, will, like, they'll find a pair of boring shoes and they'll put on some funky shoelaces, or they'll wear crazy socks, or, you know, they'll wear fun tights with polka dotted socks and kind of mix things up in different and fun ways. I think it's all about the swagger that you can bring to it. I have never seen a body or a foot or anything that is undressable. I think there's something out there for all the bodies.
So Maddie says, any advice for living in a rural town where dressing differently causes confusion and too much attention?
I mean, I often felt that way myself. And I think that if you can stand in your you-ness and really own it, then what other people think is really none of your darn business. That's what I think. I think that if I can show up and I could wear the things that make me feel good about myself, then what other people think, if I'm really, truly, honestly standing in my power and connected to my own soul fire, then other people's opinions, I go, oh, well, that's a bummer that you don't like what I'm wearing, right? Like, I'm like, that doesn't really have anything to do with me.
Well, you probably know? Also, if you're wearing things that make you not feel good about yourself, you probably put that on other people already. Like, you're probably thinking, yeah, oh, they think I look terrible in this, even if nobody's paying attention to you, to be honest. If you don't like the way you look, you're projecting that on other people anyway.
Oh, absolutely. And so many of the comments that I've received over the years of like, where are you going today? What is your plan? You know, it's defensiveness, right? And I think oftentimes when that happens, it's in many ways, it's an invitation to say, how do you feel in your clothes? How do you want to feel? So instead of taking it as a personal attack, taking it as an invitation to get curious and ask questions. Oh, what I'm wearing, it seems to, you know, you seem to have a physical, you seem to have a response to it. What's coming up for you? How do you feel in your clothes? How do you want to feel? Because I think that most of us want to feel good. I think beauty is something we all want to have access to. And when we're not feeling it and we see somebody else having access to it, it can feel a little threatening. And instead of being defensive about that, you know, as the person that's feeling good, create an invitation, you know, get curious, ask questions, invite them in.
Stacia, one of the things that you say, though, is change your pants, change your life. But the change your life part. Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you mean change your life? Sure, we all want to feel great every day as we go about our lives and go to work. But what do you mean change your life?
I mean, if you can stand in your power. And when I mean power, I don't mean this, you know, this aggressive. I just mean the essence of who you are, where you're really steady and you're really solid and you know who you are. When opportunities come, you're more likely to say yes. When hard times come, you're standing in your strength and you know that you're brave and you're courageous and you can pivot and you've got the capabilities to bend and to flex, then you're able to navigate life with more ease. I used to struggle all the time with decisions, and now that I go, okay, no, but I'm strong, I'm powerful, I can do this, then it allows me to jump into my life with more grace and more grit than I ever could when I was wearing my beige cropped yoga pants that I hated.
But so, in an era when we're trying to be less materialistic, we're trying mm-hmm. to less to think about, you know, how we look and what we're wearing and mm-hmm. what other people think and how much it cost, is it really about the clothes, or should we just be trying to do that work on the inside?
I think we do the work on the inside and then we reflect it on the outside. You know, I don't think fashion and style has to cost any money. My outfit right now costs about $12. I bought it at the thrift store. So do I think we need to be doing the inside work? Absolutely. I think if we're focusing on the outside and walking around saying, look how beautiful I am, I'm prettier than all of you, that's not the goal here. The goal here is to feel good in your body so that you can walk around with your eyes up and you can engage in the world with loving and compassionate presence. That's what I think.
That's Stacia Savasic. She lives in Brattleboro. She's a personal stylist and the founder of Stacia Style School. We'll put a link up at vpr.org. Stacia, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Jane.